For those of you that haven't been to one of these channel meditations before, I record them and put them on my website, so if you ever want to go back and listen to them, you can. And my name is Christine Jalbert, for those of you that don't know me. I'm the owner of Higher Self Massage and Healing, and I'm an energy healer, massage therapist, and I've been channeling for a number of years. I never know what's going to come through when I do these meditations, and I never know what's going to happen, so we're just open to whatever wants to come through, and each of you bring your own energies and your own guides and angels, and we're definitely supported here in that sense. So I tap into my angels and guides and my higher self, and then the information just flows through. And it's not just about the information, it's a lot about the energy in the room. And you might get your own personal messages. I like to do seated meditations where you have your feet on the floor to help ground. So if at any time the vibration is getting kind of intense or high and you start to feel any dizziness, you just want to ground down more strongly with your feet touching into the earth, kind of connecting into Gaia. When you stop looking, see what happens when you allow it to find you. What happens when you allow breath to find you? What happens when you allow it to move through you? What happens when you stop reaching, stop pulling, stop controlling? Stop trying. What happens when you allow the Creator to have its way with you? We are here today to talk with you about truth and fear. The truth of who you are. The truth of the steps that shall be taken on your path into the unknown. And the fears that arise. And then faith, and then surrender. Allowing them to dissolve. What happens when you enter the great unknown? What happens when you enter the vast silence within? This is the realm of truth. you find your truth? Can you feel your truth? Can you allow your truth to percolate up within you, to rise up within you in this place, in this vast silence within? What is it that you are not fully facing? What is it that wants to speak clear, undaunting, uncensored truth? In what ways are you out of alignment with who you are truly? In what areas is there still self-betrayal? Or compromise in a way that is compromising your true self? Or fears holding yourself back from being who you truly are and who you are truly meant to be here on this earth plane? In this incarnation, at this time. Truth and fear. What fears arise in the face of admitting to yourself your truth? Can you go there? Can you be with them, even if it is only in whispers? Come to heart center, and coming to heart center, feel your truth there. Traveling down from heart center, through the vortexes of the various vortices, so coming down through the fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, down to the first, through the perineum and all the way down into Gaia, into the core of the earth, and feel your truth there. Feel your truth there, so loud and so strong as it almost initiates an earthquake in the very terrain of Gaia herself. Like a wrinkle on the face of Mother Earth, your truth. Your truth from your essence, from your core being. From your experience on this earth plane and beyond. from that divine knowing of who you truly are, feel now into your truth. Feel into your truth at the level of Gaia, into the very fabric of this earth plane. Feel how it resonates with that first chakra energy. Notice the power of truth. Notice its cleansing abilities. Notice how it rids oneself of illusion, falseness. Feel into what it is like to live fully your truth. To have all that is you in thought, in action, in vibration, be 100% aligned with your truth. Feel into that. And if any fears arise, any fear conversations, any fear in thought form, any fears that are acted out, just notice and bring your presence and your truth to those fears. They will not be able to survive long in the face of your truth. They will not be able to stop you on your path. When you are in alignment with your truth, when you are connected with your truth, when you bring truth energy to those places where there is fear, or falsehood, or masking. If you are unsure about any areas in your life where truth is not 100% profoundly abundant and resonating, look for the areas in your life in which you are not powerful or do not feel powerful. Look there for the missing truth. Getting really clear about what is so here and now. Bringing truth. This is happening worldwide, actually, this movement. Bringing truth to those dark corners, to those areas not previously discussed, to the areas not previously in the light. Truth is light, you see. We are bringing light to the darkness. Shining your truth, allowing its light to transgress, to pass over, to infiltrate every crevice of darkness in your being, in your life, in your home, in your work, in your community, in this planet. And love, its cousin, forget not to bring love with truth. It is not truth plus harshness, it is truth plus love. Truth plus harshness can be of ego. Truth plus love, never of ego. We bring truth because that is who we are. We bring truth because that is what we are made of. We bring truth because that is our essence. Feel into the vibration of truth. Feel how pure, how clean, how high vibration it is. It purifies, you see. Truth is purification. And purification allows the removal of all that is not you, so that all that is you can show up, can thrive, can have the space it needs to be, to do, to have all that you are destined for here and beyond. Forget not this powerful elixir called truth. It is one of your most powerful tools, one of your most powerful gifts that you were given for this incarnation. Find your truth, be your truth, and allow it to permeate everywhere. Find within yourself the fortitude to admit your truth to yourself, then to others, and then to live it. Find within yourself the courage to be your truth. for yourself the essence of who you are, allowing yourself to be that essence fully, unabashedly, here and now. What is your truth? See, your truth might be scary as hell. Your truth might be, I am so powerful and I am so full of love, and how do I contain that? You don't have to. You don't have to. See, your truth might be, I'm here and I'm here to be a leader and I'm here to make big changes on this planet and within myself. And it might look way different than anybody around me. That's okay. That's okay. It might be, I really love to do this thing I'm so passionate about. It's so much a very part of the fabric of my being. But how can I be that when I'm quote unquote supposed to do this? Find your truth, be your truth, and live your truth. Are the places where we are untrue to ourselves manifesting in a way that is, for example, a relationship that does not honor who we are, that does not honor our truth, that we allow ourselves to tolerate? See the fear. See the fears, allow the fears to be there and bring your presence, bring your truth to them. They will begin to dissolve. Coming back up after having felt into Gaia, feeling your truth there in the very fabric of the earth, feeling your truth having been established from your heart center all the way down into Mother Earth. With that rootedness there, that groundedness there, that solidity and connection with Gaia, holding you in your truth. Coming up now from heart center, from that vastness of silence where truth resounds. See, you can feel your truth in that vastness of silence. Feel it, you can hear it. hear it, you can see it, you can breathe it. And when you tap into it, it resonates and you know. You absolutely know. You can feel it in every cell in your body. That is my truth. Traveling up in the heart dimension, coming past the soul seat, which is just above the heart but below the neck, on the sternum, feeling your soul's longing and how it informs your truth. How it sources your truth. How big can you be? How powerful can you be? How full of life can you be? How full of your essence of you can you be? What is your soul's longing? What is your heart song? What is your why? Why am I here? Feel how they resonate with one another, your truth and your soul's longing, right there at soul seat. Feel into the dance that they do with one another, or the harmonic induction that they are for one another. Feel how they tune into one another, creating this beautiful harmonic frequency, your soul's longing and your truth and your soul's longing. See, in the places where we are not truthful, we are not truthful to ourselves, we are not living our truth, we diminish. We allow ourselves to diminish. We diminish our essence. We dampen our longing. That is not our birthright. Find your truth. Allow it to ring clear and strong. Feel how it resonates in with your soul's longing. Feel the life force that is created when you allow the two to resonate. With one another in pure harmonic induction. Feel how your truth shines out in sound waves and vibration, how it impacts everyone around you. It gives them permission to do the same for themselves, for their truth and their soul longing. Coming up to the fifth chakra, we're working up through through the vertical power current. So we're at the vortex between the front and back of the fifth chakra, throat chakra. See if you can hear the vibration of your truth here in your fifth chakra. What does it sound like? Hear the beautiful, clear essence of its ring, of its tone, of its vibration, its frequency, your beautiful truth. And feel your power in this place, your power in love. And see if you want to tone what your truth sounds like to you. You can actually muster up, if you will, if you would like to, it's an opportunity, the courage to do that. What does your truth sound like? Are you willing to share it with the world? Can you feel it, hear it, see it? What does it sound like? Even just to open the fifth. So if you're ready, if you want to, you're welcome to join. Imagine what it would be like to have that operating full time, 100%. That's available to you. Beautiful truth, beautiful essences. And coming right up to the sixth, we're already there anyway. Sixth chakra, third eye, front and back, right up. The column of light, right in between the two vortices, in front of the sixth and the back. Feel into this place, third eye. Spiritual bliss, what it is to bring truth there. Mm-hmm. Feel the expansion. See how much more you can see when you bring truth. It's like cleaning a window that was really dirty before. All of a sudden, all the light comes beaming out. That's your light. That's your We're meant to shine that bright. Don't forget to ground. Still feeling into your truth within the bedrock of Gaia, while at the same time feeling this incredible expansiveness of your third eye as you just brought truth to the front and back of your sixth chakra. There's any discomfort in your system, it may just be a result of a part that is not fully within the truth and is just getting moved, bringing light to that area of darkness, bringing unification to that area of separation. So it's okay. Just allowing it to be illuminated. Allow the truth to have its way with it. And when you're ready, after grounding again, making sure you have a very strong ground, coming up to your seventh chakra, your crown chakra, divine mind, which is just that, it's truth. It is truth. All the way up. Beaming out your crown. So at this point, you're dealing with very, very fine, high vibration. And you may even go up to the eighth or ninth levels, eighth, ninth chakras, beyond name and form. Beyond duality. When you're there, notice how there is actually no separation between the earth plane and the spiritual plane. Those are really just dualistic semantics. They are one and the same. So allow that frequency and allow that truth to travel all the way down from those very high all the way down, back through the eighth, the seventh, the sixth, the fifth, the fourth, the third, the second, the first, feeling down into your pelvic floor, perineum, down into Gaia, down into the core of the earth, and integrate that truth throughout your being. So whether it is at the core of the earth or up to the ninth level, it's all one, one and the same. The truth of who you are at the highest level is the truth of who you are here on this earth. It is the same. One and the same. facilitate this oneness, this unification of your truth, we would like to engage some heaven and earth breathing. So on the inhale, you inhale the energies up from the 9th, 8th, and 7th levels, and you inhale them into your lungs, bringing those energies down into heart center. And then on the exhale, you bring all these energies from heart center down into the core of the earth, traveling through your chakras all the way down until you reach Gaia. And then on the inhale, you will bring in the energies from Gaia up through your first, second, third chakras to the center of your fourth. And then exhale up to fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth even. This is the heaven and earth breathing, and we're going to start that in just a minute to go ahead and integrate this oneness of truth. And it may help with the hands to be open by your sides, just to help engage. So if we're going to start at the top, we're going to lift our hands up to the heavens. We're going to, when we take an inhale in, we're going to bring our arms down to about heart center level. And then on the exhale, we'll bring our arms all the way down into Gaia. And you feel free to spread out. See, there was a reason we had to move the chairs. Spine is supported. And then when we get down to the earth plane and we're ready to inhale from Gaia, our arms will come up to heart center, and as we exhale from heart center up into the heavens, our arms come up top. So starting with the arms elevated up to the heavens. And on the count of three, we're going to go ahead and inhale from the heavens. And you don't have to do this all together if you don't want to, but it would be nice if we could uniformly have the same energy moving in the room. All right, everyone, when you're ready, take a big exhale. Inhale. to if you want. Then you can just sit with the energies. Feel the aliveness in your body. Feel the vibration of your cells. Feel how expanded your energy field is. Feel the integration of an alignment with your truth from heaven and earth, from earth to heaven, all one, all integrated, all unified. The truth of who you are is magnificent. It's pristine. Be here in the vastness. Be here in the vast silence of your truth. In this place, in this vast silence of your truth, see if you can open. When I say your eyes, I'm actually not meaning your physical eyes, I'm meaning your energetic eyes. See if you can open your energetic eyes and see yourself living in your truth, being your truth in every area of your life. Living your truth. And what that feels like. Can you feel how clean the energy is in this room right now? Can you feel how pure it is? That is each and one of you in this place called your truth. That is what you bring. It is like pure crystal liquid light. Now see if you can be seen by the other with your energetic eyes wide open. Can you invite someone that is near and dear to your heart and allow them to see you fully in your truth? Just calling them in. The experience of what it is to be seen in your truth. How gratifying that is, to be seen for who you truly are, to be honored and loved in that place. And if you can stand it, inviting in yet another loved one, or maybe another loved one, or maybe another, and another, can you be seen in your truth with your energetic eyes wide open, in your heart? Inviting the divine in all its manifestations to be there with you, to see you in your truth. To celebrate you in your truth, to honor you in your truth, calling in all of your angels and guides, ascended masters, divine light beings. You are amongst them. There's no hierarchy here. Feel that in your truth. And with your energetic eyes wide open and your heart wide open, allow this gathering amongst you, allow this gathering all around you with all these divine beings to come see you, acknowledge you, celebrate you, honor you in your truth. Don't disperse your gathering, though. Keep them with you.